So it's a frequency that has now been determined. For years, scientists said, we can't determine any difference. No, the atoms are the same at the North and the South Pole, but the frequency of those atoms, even though they look the same with the microscope, the frequency, the vibration is different, and that's what's been found. So scientists have taken physical matter and measured the frequency of, let's say, gold, and it's a constant. But when they bang it with X-rays or gamma rays or even radio waves, the vibration changes. Okay? So here we have physical matter, a piece of gold or a piece of silver or a rock. It has a constant vibration. Every day it's looked at, and the vibration is the same by the scientists. Then one day they blast it with a radio wave, and the vibration changes slightly. They blast it with an X-ray, the vibration changes slightly. So that vibration can be affected by an outside source. Now, here's where the scientific evidence is. Multiple materials from gold and silver and iron and plants and a book and a whole bunch of different things were tested with their vibration. And again, their vibrations were constant. Then a human subject would look at the gold and emit a vibration. And we're going to show you how to do this. They would use their brain and emit a vibration because the brain is a transmitter of vibration. Guess what would happen to the gold? It physically would look exactly the same. But in testing, just like it was bombarded with X-rays or radio waves or gamma rays, the vibration of the gold bar changed. Same thing with the flowers. Same thing with the glass of water. Same thing with the peach and the piece of fruit and the book. So Einstein and Edison were right. The brain transmit frequencies. It's a transmitter and receiver of frequencies. And those frequencies are picked up by other brains, and those frequencies do affect physical matter. Another great research, a common one in the DVD, What the Bleep Do We Know, was water was tested. And rather than check frequency, the water was frozen and then spliced, and you could see the crystallization of the water. And that was always a constant until a person sent a vibration into the water with their brain. Now, the vibration could be one of love, and that affected the structure of the water, which is an effect of vibration. They sent hate. It also affected the structure of the water. The bottom line is there is massive physical evidence, scientific evidence, that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that the brain transmits frequencies, and those frequencies affect physical matter. Okay? So our basic concepts, everything is made of atoms on the planet, and all atoms are made of electrons and protons, and all electrons and protons are made of vibration, frequency, or energy. You pick the word. Therefore, everything on the planet, including you and I, are made up of the same thing. We're nothing but energy, just vibrating at a different frequency. I picked those three words because, in effect, we are energy vibrating at a different frequency. But for ease, you can say energy, vibration, or frequency, but you understand the concept. Everything is energy which vibrates at a different frequency. That's why everything looks different and is different. It's all the same energy, but it's all vibrating at a different frequency. That's the first concept. Second concept is our brain transmits and receives frequency or energy. It transmits and receives energy. And it can transmit that energy at different vibrational frequencies. So we can transmit any frequency we want, with as much or as little power as we want. Next concept, when our brain transmits frequencies, it's picked up by other brains, and it does affect physical matter in the universe. Any questions on that? Yes. You know, why isn't this taught in schools? who runs the schools? Governments. Does the government want, the government doesn't want you to read. Never mind learn this. I mean, that's another discussion. You're in school now. You're in the real school. Yeah, it's the Harry Potter school. Yeah, when you think about it, yeah, we're in the Harry Potter school of magic. That's where you're at. But you can see it's real. It's real, and it's been kept a secret from you. Isn't that funny? I mean, some of you are going, I didn't know he was in. I didn't know he was in. I didn't know you were in. Yeah, we're all in. You know, here's a good guess. If somebody is super rich and powerful and happy and successful, they're in. They know. And they'll lie to you at your face because we're trained. One of the things we train is we only talk amongst ourselves. You know, when you're in those societies like the Brotherhood, like I was, we would have conversations with one another and it would be completely different than a conversation we'd have with everybody else. It would be like we had two lives. It was really amazing. We had two lives. We were part of our group and we weren't part of the general population. It was like we're aliens. I mean, it was really amazing. Okay. Next basic concept, again, we have to grasp and understand. So those are the basic ones. Everything's made of energy that vibrates at different frequencies. The brain puts out frequencies at any frequency we want with any power we want. Large amounts of power or small amounts of power, we can put it out. That energy that our brain transmit permeates all time and space. So the moment we transmit it, it's picked up instantaneously all over the globe. And it doesn't make a difference how far away it is. It's picked up with the same intensity. Unlike a radio transmitter, where the further you get away from the tower, the weaker it is. When your brain transmit, it's picked up across the globe. We'll just deal with the globe. It goes across the universe, but goes across the globe with the same intensity instantaneously and affects everything on the planet at the same time.